This slice of pizza tastes really good. Hey, Holly, do you want a piece?
Well, I definitely do, Bill. Here, hand it over.
No, on second thought, I'm going to eat this piece. Here, you can have this. Well, no, I want to eat that one because it's even bigger. You know what? Get your own pizza.
Oh, Bill, that's not fair. You know that pizza is my favorite food.
Oh, you know what? I should share with you because, well, for one thing, it's the nice thing to do. But also because the title of our two-day food article we're beginning here on English Digest is Pizza, A Little Slice of Heaven. And if it's a slice of heaven, well, it should be a good thing for everyone to share.
I agree. So go ahead and hand it over.
All right, here you go. While you taste this wonderful slice of heavenly pizza, I'm going to introduce this story. Hi, listeners. Welcome to English Digest. As I'm sure you figured out, I'm Bill, here with Holly, and we're going to talk about pizza for the next 2 days. Okay, you know how to do this. Open your magazines up and follow along. We'll read you our article first, and then we'll help you through the English.
It can be thick and soft, loaded with gooey cheeses, or thin and crispy, crumbling with every tasty bite. All around the world, there are thousands of different ways to serve and enjoy pizza. It is an iconic symbol of both American and Italian culture, and a surefire bet for anyone looking for a simple, delicious meal. The recipe for pizza seems easy enough, but it is an idea that developed slowly over thousands of years. The earliest known pizzas were the rounded bread plates used by the Etruscans, ancient forerunners of the Romans. The Greeks, with their advanced baking and technical skills, developed the idea further, adding olive oil and cheese. They developed the pizza crust, originally as a way to keep the toppings from sliding off the oily treat. The Greeks also pioneered the kneading technique so essential to the pizza-making process, originally as a way to make the rough dough more palatable. Christopher Columbus's discovery of the Americas led to the introduction of tomatoes, and soon the classic Neapolitan pizza with cheese and tomatoes was taking Europe by storm. When a noted pizza chef was commissioned to bake a pizza for Italy's Queen Margherita, he used mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, and basil in homage to the Italian national flag. The classic margherita pizza was born, and with it came the age of the modern pizza.
Okay, so Little Slice of Heaven is the title of our article. And by saying it's a little slice, we mean it's a little piece, because a slice is a certain way to say a piece of something. It usually means it's a thin, flat piece that you cut off of something bigger. For example, a slice of bread that comes off of a loaf of bread. But here, it's a little slice of pizza, or actually a slice of heaven.
Well, of course, it's not really heaven or the skies above. It's actually another way to say that it's something really good and everyone feels great when they have it. So when you eat pizza, you feel like maybe you are in heaven. Well, we describe it in the beginning of the article by giving you a pretty good image in your mind. It can be thick and soft, loaded with gooey cheeses, or thin and crispy, crumbling with every tasty bite. Well, that just sounds so delicious. Very thick, also very soft, so it's very easy to chew, and loaded with gooey cheeses. If you say that something is gooey, it just means it's kind of moist and it's not very dry, and it's also usually very hot. Well, if we say it's loaded with this, it means that the pizza has a lot of it, or it just has many, many things on it.
Right. When you load something like a truck, maybe, of course, it means you put a lot of stuff inside. So to load a pizza with gooey cheeses, well, like you said, you put a lot of gooey cheese on it. It also can be thin and crispy, crumbling with every tasty bite. Now, when something crumbles, it breaks apart into many small pieces. That will only happen if it's kind of dry, if it breaks up easily. And that's what a thin crust pizza is like a flat crust pizza. That's why we say it's crispy. Crispy, again, means that it has been cooked so much, it's a little bit dry, maybe a little dark around the edges, but sometimes that can taste really good. It makes it kind of break and crumble in your mouth. Okay, what is this we are talking about? Well, obviously it's pizza, and all around the world, there are thousands of different ways to serve and enjoy pizza. So everywhere around the world, there are many, many different ways, thousands of them, in fact, according to our article, that you can serve and enjoy it. To serve it, of course, means to make it available for people to eat. So when we say it this way, we're just talking about the different kinds or varieties of pizza that you can enjoy.
Exactly. And we also say that it is an iconic symbol of both American and Italian culture and a surefire bet for anyone looking for a simple, delicious meal. Well, one thing that many people might not realize around the world is that Americans did not invent the pizza. It was actually invented in Europe. And even though that's true, Americans have really taken to liking pizza a lot, and so we have lots of it in the United States. So therefore, it is a symbol of both American and Italian culture together. And we say it is iconic. An icon is just another way to say a symbol for something else. So we say it is iconic as an adjective because we really want to demonstrate that when you think of pizza, you probably think of American and Italian culture. Well, we also say it is a surefire bet for anyone looking for a simple, delicious meal. And it's true, it is very simple. You don't have to do a lot in order to make it. And it is delicious. So if you want to order some pizza for your family, you can just do it without too much trouble. And we say it is a surefire bet. If someone wants to say that something's surefire, it just means it's absolutely sure that this will succeed and be a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny word. It comes from shooting a gun or firing a gun. Surefire, of course, like you said, it means it will succeed. If you think about the way that guns work, you know, they have little bullets inside, and when you pull the trigger, the gun is supposed to shoot the bullet. But because of the way, you know, manufacturing, making things work, sometimes they don't work correctly. So surefire means it's sure to fire. It will work correctly. So now we use the word to mean something will work the way you expect it to, no matter what. Anyway, what is it we're talking about that's surefire? Why is it going to be a delicious meal? It's because the recipe for pizza is really easy. It seems easy enough, but it is an idea that developed slowly over thousands of years. Now, a recipe, of course, is the directions for making something, and usually we use this word when we're talking about food. So you might say what you need. You list the ingredients, those are all the things that go into that food, and then you talk about how to put them together and how to cook the food. That would all together be a recipe. And this, the recipe for pizza, it really does seem easy, because it's pretty simple, as we'll see. But the idea for it, well, it's developed slowly over thousands of years. So by making this difference in the way we talk about it in this sentence, we're showing how even though the recipe is simple, it really is kind of a complicated thing because it really slowly developed over thousands of years.
Well, the earliest known pizzas were the rounded bread plates used by the Etruscans, ancient forerunners of the Romans. So the earliest known pizzas, the first time in history that we know that pizzas existed, were these special rounded bread plates. If we say that they are rounded, it just means that they are a round shape, and they are called bread plates because basically they were plates made out of bread. So they were plates to put your food on, and then you could eat them as well. Well, these were first used by the Etruscans, and we say they are the ancient forerunners of the Romans. And we have studied a lot about the Romans, usually in history class, but most people don't know about the Etruscans. They were the ancient forerunners. If you say that someone is a forerunner or a group of people are the forerunners, it just means that they are the people that came before. And you can see that beginning of the sentence, F-O-R-E. When you see for in a word, then usually that means it's coming before something else. So the Etruscans are the people that came before the Romans.
Right. Now, the Greeks, of course, they also are connected to the pizza. With their advanced baking and technical skills, they developed this idea further, adding olive oil and cheese. So the Etruscans, they made those rounded bread plates, and then the Greeks kind of picked that up. Well, we can take this idea of bread plates, and we are not sure, of course, whether they specifically got the idea from the Etruscans or maybe they developed it on their own. But what they did is they kind of developed it further. They used their advanced baking and technical skills. Now, when we talk about an advanced skill, we are saying that it's not just a normal everyday skill. Like, a person that plays tennis just for fun, they would have like normal skills, amateur skills, you might say. Advanced skills are skills that are a bit higher, a bit at a higher level that comes with more practice and more learning. So their baking and technical skills, in other words, their ability to use technology, tools, and all of the ideas of science behind baking, these allowed the Greeks to develop the idea of pizza further, to move it along. How did they do that? Well, they added olive oil and cheese, basically.
Well, what a good idea. And we are going to talk a little bit more about how they developed this idea, but first we need to listen to some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. Pizza 呢非常的好吃，就像第一句话这里形容的啊，不仅形容到它的这种质地感，同时呢也形容它里头的一些材料。It can be thick and soft，还有后面这个 thin and crispy。那么中间这个片语 loaded with gooey cheeses 是说明呢上面满满的都是 cheese 啊，yummy 真的是太好吃了。再来句尾这个 crumbling with every tasty bite。Crumbling 呢，这里是一个分词构句的用法，说明 pizza 咬下去呢，它就会碎掉。全世界各地 ，there are thousands of different ways。后面有一个不定词片语修饰前面的方法 ，to serve and enjoy pizza， 也就是 pizza 的吃法非常的多。接下来这个句子由 and 对等连接词连接前后两个子句，前面这个子句提到的是 it is an iconic symbol， 什么的象征呢 ？Of both American and Italian culture。此外呢 ，it is a surefire bet， 也就是一个绝对不会失败的打赌，稳赢的一个赌注。对谁而言呢 ？For anyone， 后面这个 looking for a simple delicious meal 修饰前面的这种人，想要吃好吃简单的美食的话，吃 pizza 绝对是错不了的。Pizza 的食谱看起来非常的简单 ，but it is an idea。但是呢，它是一个点子。点子后面的这个子句呢，说明这个 idea that developed slowly over thousands of years， 它的发展也经过了数千年。The earliest known pizzas were the rounded bread plates。be 动词后面这个 rounded bread plates 呢，是形容早期的 pizza 呢是圆形的面包盘。后面的过去分词片语修饰这个面包盘是为谁所使用 ？Used by the Etruscans， 也就是伊特鲁里亚人。他们是谁呢？后面有一个同位语，就是 ancient forerunners of the Romans， 也就是罗马人的先驱。接下来我们谈到希腊人，下面那个句子呢，它的动词是 develop， 主词呢就是 the Greeks， 中间插进去的这个 with 所连接的介系词片语当成副词来用，说明希腊人是如何的 develop the idea further， 怎么样把意大利人的点子发扬光大。With their advanced baking and technical skills. Advanced 当形容词来用，修饰他们烘焙的技术呢是比较先进的，比较高明的。那么再来句尾呢，有一个 adding olive oil and cheese， 这是一个现在分词构句，用 ing 呢是表示主动，说明希腊人他们还在 pizza 上面加上了橄榄油以及乳酪。
Okay, listeners, we'll take a short break now.And then we'll be back with more about pizza.
Welcome back, everyone, to English Digest. I'm Holly, and I'm here with Bill, and we are talking about everyone's favorite food, pizza. So let's continue about halfway through our second paragraph, and we talk about how the pizza crust was developed.
Right, the Greeks added olive oil and cheese. They also developed the pizza crust. It's a new idea here. Originally, the pizza crust was developed as a way to keep the toppings from sliding off the oily treat. Okay, how does this work? Well, a crust is usually something you find on the outside of something that often has been baked. It's been changed by using heat to kind of cook it or change it. So here, you make some bread, and then you kind of get it all ready, you get it flat, but around the edges, you bring it up just a little bit, so when it bakes, it almost makes it like a really flat dish, like some kind of flat bowl or something. But what this does is that it keeps all the toppings inside so that they don't slide off the oily treat. And a topping, obviously, is what you put on top the pizza, whether it's pepperoni, or maybe some ham, or some vegetables. But this is the Greeks, so maybe they put like olive and feta cheese on.
Oh, perhaps. Well, they also pioneered the kneading technique so essential to the pizza making process, originally as a way to make the rough dough more palatable. So they came up with this idea to use the bread, or use the dough actually, in a special way. They use their hands to kind of squish it around and, you know, push their hands together with the dough in it. And the reason was they wanted to make the dough taste better. At the time, dough did not taste very good, but after they used this process, this kneading technique, they actually made the dough more palatable. If something is palatable, it means that it's okay to eat. It actually doesn't taste very bad. And before that, the dough was very rough, or it's just kind of hard to chew and didn't taste good. So that's why we say the Greeks pioneered this technique. They came up with it. They were the first people to actually have this idea. And although today many people just know it as the regular way to make pizza, they originally made it because they wanted to improve the taste.
Well, moving into the third paragraph, we'll see how the pizza changed a little more into today's version, what we think of when we think of pizza today. See, we were talking about how they used bread and maybe olive oil and a little cheese, but what about the tomato sauce? Well, see, Christopher Columbus's discovery of the Americas led to the introduction of tomatoes, and soon the classic Neapolitan pizza with cheese and tomatoes was taking Europe by storm. Now, Christopher Columbus is known as the guy who really discovered the Americas. He was looking for a passage or a way to get to India, but what he did is he ran into America, and then he met a bunch of people that lived there that grew tomatoes. So what did he do? He introduced tomatoes to Europe. He brought them into Europe, and soon they were using it on pizza. And they created this new pizza called the Neapolitan. We say it's the classic now because, well, it's a classic. It's an old style that we think about from the past that is still liked today. But because it's so old, you know, it has this feeling connected to it of being great, being an old style that everyone continues to appreciate today.
Right, and we say that this type of pizza, this classic Neapolitan pizza with cheese and tomatoes, was taking Europe by storm before long. Well, if you say that something takes something or takes a place by storm, it's like it comes very quickly and also very thoroughly. So it's almost like a big storm, you know, when the rain comes in, the clouds just fill the sky, and it happens very suddenly. And that's what happened with this type of pizza. Suddenly, everyone in Europe wanted this pizza. Well, when a noted pizza chef was commissioned to bake a pizza for Italy's Queen Margherita, he used mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, and basil in homage to the Italian national flag. Well, first of all, we say that he was a noted pizza chef. If you are a chef, you're someone who cooks for a living, that's your job, and you are a professional at it. And if you say they are noted, it means that other people notice this person. And he was commissioned to bake a pizza for Italy's Queen Margherita. So that means that he was asked to come and actually create a pizza for her. When you commission something, it means that you hire someone else in order to create something new for you. Often this will happen with a statue or some kind of piece of art. You ask someone else to create it. Well, he was asked to create a new kind of pizza for Italy's queen, and he used mozzarella cheese, which is the kind of cheese that we know today as being the regular kind of pizza cheese, tomatoes, and basil. But he did this for an interesting reason.
Right, he did it in homage to the Italian national flag. Now that's a funny looking word there. It begins with H, but I didn't pronounce the H. It's actually a French word, and you might hear it as homage, you might hear homage, which is how Americans, when they're speaking English, usually say it. But it essentially means that you want to pay respect to someone or something. In fact, the word itself, well, it's that idea of paying respect to someone. So when you do something in homage to someone or something, some idea, it means that you're doing it to show respect for this thing, kind of like a way to remember it or to honor it, basically. And how does this work? Mozzarella cheese, which is white, tomatoes, now those are red, and basil, of course, it's that herb that you use to give a certain kind of flavor to many dishes. It's a green herb. So we got white, red, and green. And those are the three colors in the Italian national flag.
Exactly. So the pizza kind of reminds you of this flag. Well, after that, the classic margherita pizza was born, and with it came the age of modern pizza. So, of course, these days we know this pizza. We know it's called the margherita because it's only with cheese, tomatoes, and basil. Although, probably many people didn't realize it was named after the Queen, Italy's Queen Margherita. We say that this classic was born, and of course, it's not born in the way that we talk about a baby being born, but we say it was created in this way. And with it came the age of modern pizza. So at the time when the margherita was actually created, also it began a new age in pizza, a new kind of series of time that allowed pizza to change. But ever since this particular type of pizza was created, we've always had this kind. We've always had the cheese, tomatoes, and basil together. And then later on, we'll find out about more toppings.
Okay, listeners, let's listen now to a little more Chinese explanation.
接着看到这个 day 呢，指的是 the Greeks， 也就是希腊人。They developed the pizza crust originally as a way to keep the toppings from sliding off the oily treat。那么这个 pizza 的饼皮呢，后面看到的是一个同位语，说明这个饼皮呢，它最初的时候 as a way 是一个方法，什么样的方法呢？后面的不定词片语在修饰这个方法，这个方法的主要目的是 to keep the toppings from sliding off。Toppings 呢，就是加在上面的配料，让这些配料不会滑落，不会掉下来。那么从什么上头滑落呢？ Of the oily treat。此外，这些希腊人呢 ，also pioneered the kneading technique。这里的 pioneer 当动词来用，意思就是开创或者是研发了。受词是后面的 kneading technique， 也就是揉面团的技巧。那么这个 technique 后头呢，有两个片语分别在修饰它。第一个就是 so essential to the pizza making process， 揉面的技巧在制作 pizza 的过程上是非常重要的。另外一个片语呢，在形容它也是一个方法 ，way 的后面这个不定词片语形容这个方式呢，是 to make the rough dough more palatable， 让本来比较粗糙的面团呢，吃起来比较美味可口。最后一段提到 Christopher Columbus's discovery of the Americas， 动词片语呢是 led to， 导致了 the introduction of tomatoes， 哥伦布带了很多 tomatoes 回去。那么 and 后面又再接另外一个子句，这个子句的动词呢是一个过去进行式的动词片语 was taking 一个地方 by storm， 意思就是横扫这个地方。 也就是在这个地方受到欢迎。那么主词提到的就是 the classic Napoleon pizza。后面的介词片语形容这种 pizza 呢，上面有很多的 cheese 跟 tomatoes。接下来我们要介绍另外一种 pizza。When a noted pizza chef was commissioned to bake a pizza, commission 当动词来用，意思就是委托。那么这里是被动语态 ，be commissioned to， 被委托来烤 pizza， 给谁呢？给当时意大利的女皇。那么他用的是 mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, and basil。那么后面这个片语说明他的目的是 in homage to the Italian national flag， 为了要向意大利的国旗致敬，所以他用前面的这些食材，用皇后的名字，所以这种 pizza 呢，命名叫做 Margherita pizza。And with it came the age of modern pizza. 最后这个句子呢是一个倒装句型。Came 后面是句子的主词，所以还原过来这个句子应该是 the age of the modern pizza came with it. It 呢就指的是先前提到的 Margherita pizza.
So Holly, pizza, a little slice of heaven, the introduction to the history, the story of the pizza. You know what? I actually learned a couple things today.
Well, I sure did too, because actually I thought that originally the pizza only came in Italy, but actually the Greeks were involved as well.
That's right, and as we found out, some of the original pizza flavors that you can still get in most pizza restaurants today, you know, ones that I like to get now and then, especially the margherita, well, these two pizzas actually have pretty interesting stories.You've got the Neapolitan, which was made with tomatoes. I mean, it was the first time tomatoes were introduced to Europe. And then, of course, the Margherita, named after a queen. And the three main ingredients, the tomato sauce, the basil, and the mozzarella cheese, they're supposed to represent the Italian flag. All right, you heard it, listeners. Come back next time for a little more about A Little Slice of Heaven. Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Holly.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.